From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Westward Tide, number 32 in the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with The Westward Tide, chapter 1. They were young and in love, and nothing else mattered. Zachary King and Louisa May Clark rode side by side along the south bank of the Platte River, the morning sun warm on their backs. In the slender cottonwoods and tall oaks that lined the waterway, dozens of birds merrily chirped, while frisky squirrels arched from branch to branch in dizzying leaps. A grazing white-tailed doe lifted her head to warily regard them. Presently a startled rabbit shot from a patch of undergrowth and bounded off in great leaps. The young couple hardly noticed. They had eyes only for each other, their arms extended, their fingers linked. Zach King was so happy he could whoop for joy. They were finally on their way home after a harrowing visit to St. Louis. In a month or so, they would be back in the Rocky Mountains, back where they belonged, back with his folks and friends. As soon as they got there, he would set to work building a cabin, a place of their very own, where they would start their own family. He couldn't wait. Louisa Clark wasn't thinking of their future so much as the immediate past. She knew they had been lucky to get out of St. Louis alive, and it troubled her deeply that her own kin, those who were dearest to her heart, had turned against her and tried to tear her away from the one she loved. Lou had been aware, of course.